This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
All right, Rabbi Sai, we are continuing Maseches Chala. And the Mishnah tells us that there are five Minei Chala that are Mitzareif. Chamisha Dvorim Chayavim Bechala Chitim Vesorim Vakuzh Shpolashul Reshifa in Harilu Chayavim Bechala Mitzareifim Ze Im Ze. The question that the Rishonim deal with is that the Mishnah later on says that only certain things are mitzaref with each other, and not everything is mitzaref zeh im zeh. Chitim is mitzaref im akusmin, and so this Perek Dalet Mishnah Beis is umin b'minoi. Chitim is mitzaref only with kusmin. Sa'irin is mitzaref with everything besides chitin. So the Yerushalmi answers, kan b'nashuch, kan b'bolu. Kan b'nashuch, kan b'bolu. Rabbi Fiske spoke about different details in that, in the answer of the Yerushalmi, kan b'nashuch, kan b'bolu. And I want to expand today on two important points that has to do with the tziruf of bolul and the tziruf of nashuch, and with a general yesod of Hilchas Isa. And we're going to mention many achronim, but I don't want everyone to get confused over here. And the reason why we are mentioning some of these achronim is they're really going to, they all speak about the crux of the issue of the yesod chiyuv chala, and once we understand the shoyrish advarim of the yesod chiyuv chala, as we go along in the Masechta, many things are going to get clarified based on this Yesod Achiv, as we're going to see. Many other sugyas. So, let's start with the following. Before we get to that, let's clarify Chakira. When the Yerushalmi says, Kan Bibolul, Kan Binashuch, most Rishonim learn that the Kavana of Bolul means that when something is balul legamrei, then you're able to be mitzaref many different minim together. Even min b'she'enoi minoi is mitzaref. Even min b'she'enoi minoi is mitzaref. However, what does that mean that it's mitzaref? Is it because now it's totally nullified and it's all one isa and it's mizbatel and it's not subject to the halachas of tziruf anymore because it's kula chad isa? Or is it pshat that it's also a form of tziruf? Nashuch is one level of tziruf, and that only helps by min b'minoi. And bolul is a stronger form of tziruf, that helps even by min b'she'enoi minoi. But it still blibes mehilches tziruf. That is the chakira that I think that we're going to see might have a different approach to it. And I want to start off with the Shaila that the Sefer, the Mishnah Rishayna has. And the Mishnah Rishayna is on the Mishnayos in Maseches Chala. And he clears the following. He says, what would be the halacha, says the Mishnah Rishayna, page 393. Second column, third line. Mehachdi Yerushalmi de Muki Masnisin de Hacha Bishni Loishu Yachad. Mashma dafka hani chamishim hani niloishech letzarf. Now, kemach hitnyais, she'irevim kemach mechamishis minim, beshum inyan aimn starf, afilu kemach chamishis aminim hu arroiv, ve'irv kemach kitnyas me'ad, ve'nishla mashir, loimit starf. Says the Mishnah Rishayna, would seem from the Mishnah that if you have the majority of kemach of the chamishis aminim and the minority of corn flour, for example, the minority of corn flour. And I'm wondering, what would happen if you have chagovim flour, if you hold that chagovim is kosher, because I know they have such a flour, but do they have chicken flour? Is there such a thing as chicken flour? So let's say another protein that's not even from a minkitnius. I wonder if that's also a shayla, a filler.
Flour.
That's a min yerek, maybe. I don't know. What?
Whey powder.
Whey powder? Maybe, yeah. Protein powder, whey powder. Right. And let's say you mix, but then you have a shayla, you're not allowed to make milchik adika bread. But it's a milchik, it's a non. Ooh, you have all types of shaylas here. Okay, so you get my point. So he says, L'chayru it should be mitztarif. But it's not mashma that way, says the Mishnah Rishayna. Ef shadach alay shach bitl be'alma. Ki amrina miyut batl b'rav chashav miyut kamad lehi l'gamre. Hachay chashav ila kamad leisa leik ashira. Even if you want to say, okay, so the bitl will mevatel it. But there still is chashar the shir. You still don't have the shir of chamishis aminim. So at the beginning he says, Najah bitl b'roiv. So he says, they later on, we'll just keep on reading. So he starts saying that if you mix in corn flour to the chamishas aminim, no, no go. Doesn't work. And then he continues, and he takes a U-turn. The Rosh in Yoredeya says that the reason of bitol beroivu the chashvinin hamiyut kemanda leito el hamiyut ha'iser nepach liyais heter. The iser is nepach liyais heter, according to the Rosh. So obviously over here, we're talking about tziruv when you have mechza al mechza, but bitl, it would really help. It's written in Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav, that nitala mursan mesoichan, let's say you take away the mursan, which is the extra chafes of the wheat kernels, the chazar pturin, the bran, I think that's this, she'enoi mashlim l'kashir, avisha mursan mu'ut loy batel. You see the mursan is not batel. Hasam shayni, jenitel v'chazar ein roi l'achila klal, v'afilo ani, v'oid mursan nikr, b'nikr l'ashach betel. Gives a few answers why mursan is not misbatel legamri. But what you do see from over here, that something that's bona fide kitnius, the chayro would be misbatel, says the Mishnah Rashayna. And you see a yesoid that mechamishas aminim is lavdavka according to this, and everything's been starved. And the Mishnah is talking about only if it's mechza al mechza. A huge chiddush from the Mishnah Rishayna. Yes, sir.
We just started oiras. This is
oiras. Right. Just about. Right. So I'm going to speak about oiras also, and that's definitely very relevant. This is Mishnah Rishayna is definitely going like the first tzad then. Then bolul means bolul, you know, like bolul legamre, but. I mean, he's saying the Mishnah's not even talking. We're just talking about something else. But Bolu, you see, has a, you know, it's mevatel something totally. But he's saying, but the Mishnah Rishayna definitely seems to say that bitol would work over here to be mehapich something. Lamaise, I saw a lashon in the Shari Yosher from Reb Shimon Shkop. I asked Rabbi Kraft if on the airplane he could finish all of Shara Gimel, all of Hilchis. Bittel of Nepach and Parish and everything until he gets to Perik Yud Zayin, which is the Ramban on Chala. There, Shari Yosher starts speaking about what's the din Bittel of Chala and the din Greira in Iris, which we're getting into, what Lailam's getting into. That's I assume Lailam's going to get into a lot of that next week. And B'toich HaDvarim in Daf Rish Yotes, he has the following explanation that I think is worth it to understand. He explains in Shari Yosher that the whole inyan of Nepach is not B'mitzius. There's no such thing as Nepach B'mitzius. He proves it from a few places. Rather, it's a hanhaga that you have in front of you, an Isa that you determine that you could have this Isa, you look at it as if it's Nepach and it's Kuloi Iser, but it's not B'mitzias. And the Nafkamina would be, let's say you have, let's say you would have something that that went into challah, and it became, and you took off challah, and now it became putter. Let's say you take corn flour and you put it in. It was nepach. So you're gonna tell me nepach means b'metzis. You're gonna take it out. That's gonna be mechuyev again. It says obviously.
There's no such a thing.
No such a thing.
No. What do you mean? You have one cow.
You have 75% chitim and 25%.
25% corn flour.
Iris.
I don't know iris.
Greira. Now, let's say you're going to take that iris, you're going to separate it.
Take the iris out, you mix what? You mix it bubble.
Let's say you did.
Let's say you need a bad bina?
Yeah. Okay. What would be the halacha then?
I need a bad bina. So it's not snickers, so it's not bubble. So then it's nishit.
No, how about you just add more corn and flour and dough? And then.
Or are you going to say chayzer v'neir? So, what would happen then? So, the Shari Yosher, he gives a tzad, he clarifies a tzad that we're going to see the stipler also. I gave a stipler out to a few people over here. It's not written in Kehilas Yaakov, it's in Kisvei Kehilas Yaakov, Maseches Challah. So it's the Ksavim Achadashim of the stipler, Simon Nun Tes, Lamed Tes, I'm sorry. It's a two very important points that he mentions. Is that Be'etzem, on the Iker Shaila of the Mishnah Rishayna, the Lachar, you should say bittel over here. Says the Stipler, Mehechet Hesi, that we should start clearing a din bittel in Ilchas Challah. Bittel means is that you're mevatel one thing to the other. Over here, I want to know if I have a shear challah, so I have to bring different minim together to get to that shear challah. So bishleima, if I have like I want to eat chitim now and I have something else. So what shame do I have? So then you could clear a din bittel. But if you have to get the chamishas rivei kemach to be mechayev challah, so you have to get to that. There's no bittel. You have to have a metzias of everything getting to there. Mechadesh, you're going to have a chiyuv challah over there. You're going to have a din bittel. The stipler says. Therefore, he says ein be'emes the mitzad asvara loy haya nire lechayra. The Einig Yomtiv, right. He No, but there are some Rishonim that are going to say Heter Beheter has Bittel. Okay, so he's gonna bavorn that a little bit. You're right. Is this a Shail of Heter Beheter? And the reason why we don't say Bittel is because Heter Beheter loy Bittel? At the beginning, he has a tzad to say that Bittel. Aval kivan the loyksiv ela lechem v'shneim min lechem luchayra loyshar shis batal shem lechem me'amiyut kivet shakol b'shem lechem miya abed me'amiyut shem lechem. Why are you going to lose your shem lechem? Everyone is working towards a common goal over here. It's not only a din of heter beheter loy batal. Everyone's working towards getting to the shem lechem. So there's no. Hisnagdus, like the Ran, I think maybe he means the Ran in Nedarim that says that the Yesod of Bittel works as you have some type of contrasting force one to another, and that's why Min Bimina is not Bittel, because it's really according to Rabbi Yehuda, because it's all the same thing. But over here he says it's all a shame lechem. Why should you have Dine Bittel? However, the Yerushalmi does deal with Dine Bittel legabe hilches legabe these halachas of mixing the chamishas aminim. Here there's a crucial Yerushalmi that some of you may have seen, and if we could open up to page 514. The Yerushalmi declares, shockingly, when you mix the minim together, are you like it or not if you eat it? Is it called tevel mina toiro? The 514. Beis Amid Beis in the Yerushalmi. Around 10 lines in. Mo shiyalaku al chalosin dvar toiro. Says the Pnei Moshe, im iriv mekulon ve'asa isa achas mehen. Moshe yiloki azar oichel chala shal isa zu merevez the gumber of yonah b'shem reish lakish she'ein loikin l'chala shalom min atar de'in mitstarfes ele midivreyem. The tziruf is only midirabonon. Rav Yoina b'shem Shmuel b'Rav Yosef b'Rav b'shem Rav Shimon min lakish ein loikin al chalosin dvar toira am Rav Yekav v'acha reish lakish kedatei. Reish lakish is going l'shitasei the Ispalgyun, because you found that he had a machlekes between him and Rav Yochanan in Zvachim regarding the following: Hapigul ve'anoyser sheshochkan Rav Yochanan amar loy butlozezen Rav Shimon Shlakish amar bitlozezen. So you see that Rav Shlakish holds that isurin armevatel zebaze, and just like isurin armevatel zebaze, so too over here, you should say regarding challah that each min is mevatel each other, and since each min is mevatel each other, then therefore there's no tziruf min haTorah.
Really, so the first mishnah in challah is derabanan. Meaning k'machem, we're talking about k'machem.
Yeah.
The bowl is derabanan. Wow.
Well, I think we're talking about bowl. Yeah, im iruv kulon.
No? Okay. Five things. It says k'machem, and betzei. Yeah. So you see, k'machem is the rabbanon.
Yeah. So Amr Rav Yosi loy damyon. Even Rabbi Yochanan would agree over here. Tamanar zevze aser brahma. That's two isurim. But here shnei dvarim rabim al echad umevatlan oisai. Vekvar bitlu ad sheloy nase iser. So, therefore, the Yerushalmi comes out that you do see an inyan bittel. And therefore, the Stipler says, from the Yerushalmi and Chala, you see that Balum is midirabanan. Because midiraisa, your pater b'chala midin bittel. So, and what do you see from over here? The Stipler points out, Rabbi Rafi, that from the Yerushalmi, see that heter is mizbatel, and it's better from iser be'iser. So he does bring up, he seems to be that maybe even they bring a proof from this Yerushalmi over here, that you see that you do have mechanics of bittul going on. So says the Stipler, what I wanted to say, that challah that's mitzarv zibazid doesn't have a din bittul. It's not true. You do see from the Yerushalmi that there is a din bittul. So there's a phenomenal ridbaz on the side. In the Mishnah, in the Yerushalmi, you see the ridbaz, he quotes the Tosis HaRid. The Tosis HaRid is also the Ridbaz. It's Rav Yosef David, and he goes more Barichas on the bottom. So you have the Ridbaz on the bottom. And he explains Givaldik. If you remember, we said in the first Chabura that there are two aspects over here. There's a Din Chimutz, and then there's a Din Lechem. You need to have both things. We spoke about it. It's not enough that the minim are Machmitz. Rather, you have to have a Sheim Lechem. And the Ridbaz uses this Yesoid over here to explain the Yerushalmi. He says, Rotsa Leimer, Kiva, Reish Lakish, Rotsa Leimer, Kiva the Sphere, Lady Gambi Surim Vatlan, Reish Lakish, Kiva the Sphere, Lady Gambi Surim Vatlan, Zeze, Al Kain Sphere, Lady Gam Hocha, the Tevel Shal Min Chidim, Sarim, because Ben Vatlan Min Tevel, Shashibul Ashuel, Veshifain, Vachain, Kol Dal Min Vatal Samina Hamishi, Nimsa, the Inkam Shum Min, Mayaminim. And you don't, everything is fighting against each other. Nishtehin, nishteher. It's not chitim, it's not sa'irin. So you don't have anything. Ve'alkor deba'inen amina chamishas binim halalu. Ukmeisha mevor betaisis arid. Be'ariches, what I explained, he's saying. Delay nikra lechem, afilu davar shenis chametz, ela kisheshem hamin alav. Aval keshin is batal shem amin loy mahani mashin is chametz. You still need a shem lechem, and even though everything is nis chametz, and you think okay, nis chametz is the ikar. In other words, the way to say not this way is in order to say that the Iker Goyrim is the Chimutz, and that's Kaveh the Shem Lechem. If that's the case, then the Yerushalmi should say that Bolol is the Araisa. But from the fact, says the Ritbaz, that the Yerushalmi is saying Bolol is the Rabbanon, shocking. But the fact that the Yerushalmi says that Bolol is the Rabbanon, obviously, you need to have, besides this Chametz, you need to have a shame of the Min. And you don't have a shame of the Min. Each one is Mevatel each other. V'loi mahanim ha'shem is Chametz, ve'eino kori lechem.
Lechem is if you're not Mevatel each other, once you're Mevatel each other, you lose your name Lechem.
The lechem of chitim. It's not chitim, it's not sa'irin.
You cannot explain
wheat bread,
lechem.
Barley bread.
Right. It's not a shame koil lechem.
There is no shame koil lechem.
Right. So, in other words, we started off from one point and we ended off in another. We started off that minakotze lakotze, that you could take cornbread, cornmeal, and mix it in, and that'll also be considered chiyuv challah because it's got a shame lechem. Kal v'chaymer mechamishes aminim. And now we're ending off that the Yerushalmi tells us that everything's derabanan. Which I don't understand why the Mishnah Rishonah didn't bring the Yerushalmi, but you see that it's all derabanan. So we're left over here with a problem. And if we're going to go with this tzad, you see that Balul is not so pashit anymore. Bolol's not so pashit anymore. The Stipler brings, at the beginning of his shtickle, now, I went out of order of the Stipler shtickle, but at the beginning of his shtickle, he brings a Sefer HaYosher L'Rabbeinu Tam, HaNidfas, Ra'isi B'Shas HaNidfas Be'America, B'Soif Menaches, Nidfas Sefer HaYosher L'Rabbeinu Tam. Because of Sham Ipcha, the way that the Stipler learns the Sefer HaYosher L'Rabbeinu Tam, is that Balul and Nashuch, the Teretz Yishon Balul and Nashuch, is opposite from what we're saying till now. Till now we said that Balul is for sure everything is mitzarif, and Nashuch is only min b'minoi is mitzarif, but not min b'she'enoi minoi. No, the Yerushalmi says. Yeah, so what's going on what? So,
what's going on what?
Yeah, we thought, yeah.
Makes more sense.
Says the Stipler, the Rabbeinu Tam says Hepech. First of all, he says the Yerushal. He's going to get the Gayon in a second. He says Neshuchin Yachad Zeb Zeb Nigiyosim Kulum Mitzdarfim. Aval Kishem Belulim Umigulgolim Yachad Min B'She'enoy Minoy Ein Mitzdarfim Kulam. Now the truth is, we looked up the Sefer HaYosher, and there's a bunch of brackets over here, and if you don't read the brackets, it says exactly like everyone else. So his version that he found in Itfus in Itfus BeAmerica says that it's Ipcha. You read the Yerushalmi over the Brain of Tom, it's going to depend on the Gersoyas. So I don't know. But he says the Stipler, according to Rabbeinu Tam, what's going to be the Svara? So he says, obviously he's going within Bittul Beroiv. When something is Balul, so then each thing is Mevatel each other, and Havikim Mandalais Adami. And this is before he brings the Yerushalmi. Aval bebelulim amiyut misbatal shmoi, gan shederach mashal amiyut sa'ir misbatal shem sa'ir menu, lai mechashav isi sa'irim. Ulam gam shal chidim lai chal lav shi, da lai chal miyad shem raiv. Avdei kemad da leysa legamrim, shogayin amashal mashir. Comes along, so he says that when it's balul, it's actually medin siruf, but it's worse, because then each one is losing its identity and losing its individuality. So therefore, by Balul, you put everyone together, the same shul, with the same nusach, everything. Each one loses their individuality. You have to have the kehilas that are naik this way, and the kehilas that are naik that way, and then they're nashuch zebazeh, and then they become stronger. There's got a shame lechem. What? I thought that's what Rav Pinkus said when he moved to Ofakim. So the first thing he did, he was miyasid, he was the Rav of Ofakim. He says he was miyasid, a Sephardi shul and an Ashkenazi shul. So it's the same thing as Shalom Bayis. You can't expect the husband and wife to come together. They're the same everything, same this. No, each one has their individuality and they come together as a marriage. So too, if you have these one have these customs, you know, the Akis have these customs and the Chassidim have these, and then they come together. Mashiach and you're Mavatel, and everyone loses their Yichudiyut. So therefore, I didn't say anything. So therefore, you have Nashuch. Nashuch is better. says the Stipler, according to Rabbeinu Tam. Listen to this. There is a halacha in Hilchis Chametz Umatzah. Din hanhagas achala beisas matzah. Zot v'shulchan aruch mipnei shetzarech ledakdik b'shir ha'isa shloy laharbas ba mishum chashash chimutz mutav sheyemayit ba. You're not supposed to have too big of a challah because that could cause chimutz. Therefore, it's better to make smaller bundles of challah. But then you have a suffix whether you're chayv and challah or not. Lachain toiv lekari va'isos yachad b'shasaf rosh haschallah shiashuku ze bezet. They should kiss each other. The shema yesh behem achas lo yakashir. So maybe one of them didn't have a shir, so that they should be noishach ze bezet. The Taz says neshicha means mamish when you stick it and you pull it, some of it comes off. It's, by the way, it's a machlokes, you'll see in the Noisei Kelim Shel Chavdalet. But he says that imamish, it has to stick, and over here it's not sticking. So comes along the Mishpat Tzai Zav, and the Mishpat Tzai Zav says, well, how about Tziruf Kli? How about using a Kli? Well, you have to have a Kli. A lot of times the matzah is on a table, you don't have a Kli, it has to have a base kibul. So you have to have a Tziruf Kli. But then he says, Tziruf Kli should work only if it's minoy, or even if it's enoy minoy. Tziruf kli, tziruf sal, which we haven't learned yet. Is it dafka?
Whole wheat and white wheat. We had this question on
what?
Whole wheat and white wheat.
Whole wheat and white wheat.
Whole wheat,
wheat.
And white wheat.
Right, but that's both wheat. Let's say you have min b'she'in. Okay, I don't know. I haven't learned that yet. But I'm asking you, barchitim and sa'irin. Do you do say tziruf sal? So you'd say, avada nisht. It's like neshuchen zebazet. It's not better than neshuchen zebazet. And if I would say this to him before today, he would kick me out of the base of medrash, literally. Well, of course, it's not better. But the Prima Gadim says, he has a suffix. Miyu yeshleimer be'isa makbidhu. Mashkim tzir sal, achorafia enogaz mitzdarif mashma af inu minoy enu mitzdarif. Even enu minoy is not mitzdarif. Even achorafia. Tzir of sal would be mitzdarif. Would. But then he says the Rosh says not that way. Mashba de tzir sal nami ba'in and mino, the Rosh and Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph. So therefore, tzarechian. Supreme Godim has a suffix to say, listen to this, that tzir sal would help even ba'in and mino. Now, according to what we're saying, it's very gishmak. This is what Katz points out. According to what we're saying, it's gishmak because it's not only a din totally balul biyachad. It's a din that you're metzarif it, and balul is a starker tziruf. Balul is a star, but it still works with dinay tziruf. Still works with dinay tziruf, and maybe balul is a worse tziruf because then it loses its identity. Mashekin nashuch does, and tziruf also keeps its identity, so it could work even ayinu mina. So mamsh or mahapach the yaitzers. So I wanted to clarify what we said today is that we cleared whether you put a lot of different minim together. Is it considered that it's for sure one thing midoraisa? We said the Mishnah Achrayna Rishayna says yes. At kidei kach, even other minim could help. And then we shifted all the way based on these Rishonim that base and base, not that way. And then we brought that it's maybe the Sefer Ayasher says that Balul is worse than Nashuch. We're not clear if that works or not. And then we said that it could be that Nashuch has more milas than balul, but according to this, getting back to our chakira, whether balul is a din like it's echad, which it seems to be that the Mishnah Rishayna learns. And by the way, there's a Yonis Elam, the famous Rabbi Yonah Karpalov, that and he has a simon on this, and Ois Yud Simon Lamed Dalet in Yonim Shainim Simon Sifkat and Yud Zayin. He says clearly to answer the Rishayna's kash of how's Mitzar from Zayim Zayim Dos Mafrishim Zayze. He says because Balul is different. Balul is Yachad. It's one. So he's Mashba also learns the Mishnah Rishayna. And but we said that from the Yerushalmi and others, it seems to be not that way. It seems to be that it's a din tziruf, and it's not so pashut how the tziruf works once it's balul. But it's tziruf, and therefore it's only derabanan. That is adkan. So next sugya that we start thinking about is something that all the achrayim have a very hard time with, is that when we're going to see that there's a halacha that when you have iris that's mixed in with chitim, even though the chitim doesn't have enough of a shear, somehow the iris is mashlim. And we're going to see that there are achrayim, very great achrayim, Reb Chaim and the Reb Elchanan and others, that learn that obviously the ikur machayev is an isa. But you don't need to have that much isa. You have to have a shem isa, and the same isa is chitim, even though it's not fully reaching that shear. So therefore, and so Reb Chaim says from Oiris, it could be mashlim. And therefore he says, so too, that's, and he brings a raya from Artos Hefta Chatzikav. Okay, you're going to see the Marmukaimus. And Reb Shlomo Zalman and Mincha Shlomo is going to be very stark against him, that there's no such thing that you could have a min acher to be mashlim the shem lechem. This has a lot to do with what we discussed today. Because the Mishnah Rishonim is saying you could be mashlim something. Reb Chaim is saying it's mashlim not medin bitul, but medin greira. And many achrayim are busy with this. Reb Shach is busy with this. Reb Chaim, they're all busy. That means there's a very important question over here. Ad kedei kach, what happens if you're going to take flour shenitla shuchalosai and you mix it in? So Iris helps. Is that going to help also? What's the difference? Says Reb Shlomo Zalman. So these are going to be a few diunim that, based on what we said today, I want to start us thinking about. Shkoyach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.